Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust in the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana. Welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast. It is such a privilege to be here with one of my soul sisters, Andy Love. She is a soul flow method and embodiment facilitator. We're going to speak on a topic that has really resonated with me as I've watched her grow and rise. One of her masterminds and her most amazing containers is the We Will Rise Mastermind. And it really speaks to the power of immersion and community and the role that it plays in your transformation. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to you, Andy. Introduce yourself, tell the people who you are, what you do, and explain a little bit about what the Soul Flow Method is and what being an embodiment facilitator means.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here and to talk about this because the more that I lean into my life's work and my purpose, the more I'm being called to speak louder about things like immersion, embodiment, connection, community. So the Soul Flow Method really was my own personal practice that had such a profound and powerful impact on my ability to really own my truth from an energetic place that I just knew it was this thing that I needed to put out into the world and start to teach my clients. And so when I first started telling people, oh, like you work with me and you learn the Soul Flow Method, people were like, Soul Flow Method? Soul? What? You know, they didn't understand it. And so I found myself doing was pulling away and I stopped talking about it. And it was a real disservice to myself and to the need of the community. And so about, I don't know, maybe 15 months ago, I decided that I was just going to loud and proud scream about this thing that I was doing that was bringing my soul to alive and allowing it to actually flow through every cell of my being. And so it is a deep embodiment practice that takes us into the present moment. And then from that place allows us to elevate our frequency into the frequency of what it is that we're calling in. And so it's real present moment practice that is about creating an intimacy with yourself and with this energy that lives amongst us and within us all that a lot of us are craving and we don't know how to access it. So it's a real deep, intimate practice, and it's not something that's like, okay, step one, step two, step three. It's more of a felt sense where we start to kind of get intimate with all the parts of ourselves, including some of that shadow work that I think sometimes people are afraid to dive into. And then through that, we can co-create all of the things that we want in the present moment, which is the goal. And yeah, it's fun.
That's so powerful and delicious. And I felt myself kind of go into this crazy, like trance, like quantum state as I was watching and listening to you talk because it felt so channeled.
Yeah.
And it really is such a powerful message. And you know, for those listening, there was a little bit of an activation there if you didn't catch it, because I sure got lost in the moment as I was listening, that there was a remembrance, like a reunification within that, yes, this is an energy that we have access to. And what a beautiful way that you painted that picture. So thank you for sharing that with all of us.
Yeah.
And if you could
take us back to when you first started. I know we have some listeners that maybe are still dipping their toes. They're just having their initial awakenings. Maybe some that have already started their businesses, but aren't really feeling in that soul flow space. Maybe the business was created and they went into it with the purest of intentions. And then, as we know, ego distortion comes in and all of a sudden we replace our day job with another prison of being stuck behind our computers. You recently shared vulnerably about the anxiety that you had because you realized that you were addicted to work and to the stress. And so can you tell us about what was your initial moment of aha that led you to start your business? And how did you know that this is what you were meant to do?
Such a good question. In January 2020, my business had its four-year birthday. And so every year when like a new year comes around, I reflect on how far I've come. And it's interesting because when I started my path as a coach, I was very much influenced by my career. I was a therapist, pre-coach. I was a somatic and transpersonal counseling therapist. And so this energy's been in my soul for lifetimes. And I wanted to become a therapist because I struggled with my own anxiety, depression, insecurities, body image issues, you know, a lot of the things that we hear women talking about. And so my need to want to serve others really was birthed into that. But I got very burnt out. And so I had this moment where I knew there was something greater for me. I didn't know what that was. I was just starting to wake up to other modalities of healing. I had struggled with a lot of different things in my 20s. And it led me down a spiritual path. 25, I ended up in a grad program at Naropa University in Boulder, Colorado. It was a Buddhist-influenced program. I'm not a Buddhist, but the philosophies of really understanding the mind-body connection, spirit-soul, letting go of ego, finding ego to lose ego was a real big part of my healing journey. And then I kind of left all of that. Like I kind of left all of that aside and I got really addicted to like my career and climbing the corporate ladder and the work that I was doing. And I forgot why I started the whole thing in the first place. And so I had this moment of knowing there was something greater, ended up launching my coaching business. And in the beginning, I was very much in and on purpose until I got caught up in the comparison and in the, oh my gosh, I need to make this amount of money to be considered a quote unquote good coach. I need to have this type of launch. I need to have this many courses. I need to have this many events. And I found myself losing the connection to my truth and staring at my computer all day long, creating all day long, scrolling all day long. And rather than living into this embodiment of who I was trying to replicate what I was seeing other people do. And I was in a hustle. And it wasn't even hustle like where I was working all the time, but it was a frequency of hustle, a frequency of stress, a frequency of anxiety. And at the end of 2018, I got very, very sick. And I was put on bed rest from my doctor. I was very ill. I was very ashamed. I was hiding it. I didn't want anybody to know. I'm this, you know, successful coach who's living in flow and alignment and all the things. And like, people can't know I'm sick, because if I'm sick, then it means that what I'm teaching isn't true. That was the story I was telling myself. What I realized is that God was handing me probably the biggest lesson for myself, for my clients, and for my audience. Because when I finally outed myself and let people know what was really going on with me, there was a crumbling and a breaking down and an unleashing of what I was running from. And what I was running from was the power that I was holding so deep in my soul that freaked me the F out, which I think most people on this journey, when they're just starting or they're just awakening, it's really freaking scary. And we don't know what we do. And so we start piecemealing things together, or we start hustling, or we start just overcreating and or trying to duplicate or replicate what we see somebody else doing. And it's like that soul gets lost in the mix. And that's what was happening to me. So I got really honest and I started telling people about the truth and I started practicing the soul flow for my own healing. And then I realized that the reason I was so sick was because this was the work I needed to bring out into the world. And so when we're starting on this journey, it's really important that we find mentors and we find teachers and we find people who can help guide us. And we also put our blinders on so we don't get distracted by all the noise, because this is a noisy space. And I don't know why that's coming through, but that's what's coming through right now, is that like, we all have a purpose, we all have a mission. And the more that we feel into that and we trust that, the greater capacity we have to make an impact. And followers and numbers, none of that matters. Like, none of that matters. And I know for me, I got really, really, really caught up in that. And I was having great success and I was extremely miserable on the inside. So I was just repeating a pattern. I was repeating a pattern from my corporate. I was repeating a pattern from being in environments and situations that had energy that didn't serve me. And I had a great mentor of mine, Gabby Bernstein, say to me, "What are you running from?" And it was like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, holy shit, I'm running from myself. I'm running from my truth. So I made the commitment. And in that commitment, the greatest thing has been born, which is my mastermind and these immersion experiences and the soulful method and these embodiment practices and this deep cathartic healing that has elevated me. And I'm not even there yet, right? That has elevated me and continues to elevate me, which then becomes this beautiful mirror for all of my clients. Mm. And it's just, it's so, I mean, I just feel so humbled and honored at the same time.
Oh, that's so, so beautiful. That one question, what are you running from? And it's always ourselves. And I'm so deeply grateful for Gabby. Yeah. You're looking for Gabby. You and I would have never met.
Right.
You know, the universe, God, however you want to speak to it, works in such beautiful, mysterious ways. And I wouldn't, if you would have told me that I would have been at your event a few weeks ago, we'd be having this conversation and I'd have this podcast and I'd have this business. Even 2 years ago when I first sat in that room with her, I had no idea. It wasn't something that I had journaled on. I don't think I even knew what journaling was at that point. I had just barely started. I didn't know what the work was. I had no idea what gifts were. You know, there were so many layers. So thank you for bringing that to light. And I mean, there's so many nuggets that I just took away, you know, overcoming anxiety and depression when you stop running.
Yeah.
The trap of comparisonitis and what you spoke to with blinders, it's, there are no two individuals that are alike. We are all vessels for the same message, but are in our own unique way.
Right.
And so I found that too. In the beginning, I was looking outside of myself and I found myself sounding like others. Mm-hmm. And then I finally tuned in and said, what are my gifts? What is it that I'm here to share? And really trusting that that's good enough, actually better than enough. And
yeah.
What I really loved is when you said finding ego to lose ego. Mm-hmm. So many of us, when we have our first awakening, it's that fear of, oh my gosh, I have ego. How repulsive. I've done shameful things. I've said hurtful things. It's, you know, all of a sudden when we awaken, we think that it's dandelions, roses, and unicorns. And but there's polarity. There is still dark energy. There's still shadow self. And it's just owning, loving, looking at it and letting it be transcended.
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine and I was telling her, like, my ego is my ally. Like, she shows up to show me where the expansion is needed. She shows up to show me where deeper healing is needed. She is my greatest teacher. And I, for the longest time, was trying to push her away, banish her. And now I'm like, yo, cool, get in the car. I'm driving. You can ride shotgun. Sometimes I put her in the back. Sometimes I lock her in the trunk. It depends on what she's up to that day. But I'm like, yeah, cool. Show me. Talk to me. Tell me what's up. Because the more that I can befriend what you're trying to teach me, the greater expansion I enter into. And, you know, what I see happening so much in this space, in particular that we are in, is that people are trying to get to the next, like the next level, right? And the next level, the up level, the expansion, whatever you want to call it, it's already here. It already exists. It's in this moment right now. And so it's not about getting anywhere else. When we think that there's somewhere else we need to be, we're presupposing that where we're at right now isn't good enough. And like, that's just not the truth. The truth is where you're at right now is exactly where you're meant to be. And where you're wanting to go actually already exists. And the more that you can drop into this moment with ego, great, bring her with, the more you expand, the more she expands, the more she expands, the more you expand, right? So it's like, befriend those energies. It's not about, you know, I see people think that like they can't be in love or fear at the same time, and you actually can, and you can bring the fear with, and then that fear transforms when you acknowledge it. It's like so many people try to spiritually bypass, but it's like, let's actually bring the fear with. Let's say, okay, fear, let's come. And then the fear softens, right? That's how we transcend. So I really talk a lot to my clients about like up level and striving for the next level is fantastic. And we always want to be growing and expanding. And what if the up level is actually right now? And rather than trying to get somewhere new, we just embrace where we're at. And in the embracing of where we're at, we actually then bring ourselves into the frequency of what it is that we want. So yeah, I love the ego. Like, bring it. What do you got for me, sister?
That's amazing. Because when you think of making the ego your ally, you break down any walls, any resistance. And we know that when we resist, something persists. So the ego is attempting just to redirect you towards something much greater. So I love that. And I also love the loving the here and now to activate the up level.
Mm-hmm.
That really speaks to your work as an embodiment facilitator, because as we know, time and space doesn't truly exist.
Right.
And the you that's actually already in existence, living out that level of expansiveness, can't become manifest in the present unless you bring that into your body.
Right.
So I'm hearing you share that. And I've been feeling into that myself the last couple weeks. And it's so powerful. That's the law of resonance, is how can you attract it if you're not present to the fact that it already exists?
Right.
So amazing. Yeah. That's such a beautiful breadcrumb for all of you listening. If you aren't sure what embodiment is, I'll be sharing a ways to get in touch with Andy in the show notes, and just honor those nudges, whatever you feel called to. She's got some really great posts that she shares and some free offerings that we'll talk about later on as well. But Andy, can you tell us about what really gave you the biggest push as far as success in your business? Like, when, if you can think of a moment that was that sweet spot when you felt something shift and all of a sudden it didn't feel so hard.
Yeah. I was in New York City. I mean, this is like, you know, we talk about quantum shifts, and I believe that quantum shifts actually happen as a consequence of a lot of small moments. Right. And so anyone can have a quantum shift, but the more that we consistently show up for ourselves and we strengthen our integrity muscle, the more that we increase our confidence, and the more that our confidence increases, the greater capacity we have for a quantum shift. And so I had been doing the work. Like, I'd been doing the damn work. We're talking like years of therapy, like committed to myself, tens of thousands of dollars of investing into coaches and healing and workshops. And I was doing the work, man. I was like, I was doing the journaling. I was doing the meditations. I was doing all the things. But I was so frustrated because there was what I perceived as a lack of results. What I didn't realize was that I was basing my results on the amount of money in my bank account. I was basing my results on my number of followers. I was basing my results on my email list size. But what was happening behind the scenes was like really profound. And so I was in New York City, and I had clients, I had some business, but I was cash broke. So money would come in, money would go out, money would come in, money would go out. Right. So I was, you know, had the 5K clients, the 10K clients, payments would come in, payments would go out. Right. I had $4.80 in my bank account. This was in June of 2017. Okay. The business was a year and a half old. I was at the Spirit Junkie Masterclass. It was my second time there. I was serving, I was helping Gabby's team that weekend. People were looking at me as a model of what was possible. And I was looking at myself as a joke. Like, you got $4.80 in your bank account, girl. Like, wow. And I was in the bathroom of my Airbnb, and I had payments pending. So there were payments pending to hit my bank account, but they were like, it was like the whole like 3 days, right? You got to wait 3 days till like Stripe and PayPal deposit it, right? I'm like, oh shit. Like, what the hell am I going to do? And I looked in the mirror, and I had a real long conversation. My highest self was conversating with my highest self, because the reality was, is that I was standing there in that moment as myself, looking at my highest self, who was looking back at my highest self. So like I was her. And I was like, never again. Like, we are never again going to be in this moment. We know it's possible. We've been doing the damn work. Get over yourself. Like, get over yourself. I was living in my victim story and my stress and my anxiety and all the things that I was like, I was so attached to, because there was some secondary gain there that I was receiving. And I just was like, get over it. Never again. That was at the beginning of June of 2017. And by June 29th of 2017, I was sitting with over $40,000 of cash in my bank account, because I finally had the quantum shift. That was a whole bunch of moments of strengthening my confidence and integrity muscle. So, and it's never stopped since. That was it. That was the last time I'd ever been in that situation. My business has grown leaps and bounds, but this is the thing, the money, the following, the launches, all that, that's not what defined my breakthrough. What defined my breakthrough was me finally looking at myself and realizing that the energy that I deeply wanted was actually there. I just wasn't letting her in. So, it's possible for anybody. And look, like, it's been hard. It's still hard. I still have days where I'm like, I'm quitting. I'm never doing this again. I still have days where I compare. I still have moments of meltdown. But I keep showing up for myself and I do what I say I'm going to do. I'm very, 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 very committed that if I say I'm going to do something, I follow through. This is the biggest thing I see people struggle with. They're not integral to themselves. Like, just do what you say you're going to do. If you tell yourself you're going to meditate, meditate. If you tell yourself you're going to show up on the IG story, show up on the IG story. Like, don't, the more that we say we're going to do something and then we don't actually follow through, we're training ourselves to not believe ourselves. And the transformation occurs in the somatic full body, hell yes. So I don't ever doubt a thing that comes out of my mouth. If I say I'm going to end up on Oprah's stage one day, I know with certainty I'm going to end up on Oprah's stage one day. If I say I'm going to have a New York Times bestseller, I know with certainty that that's going to happen. So when I say things like I'm going to launch this program and women from all over the world are going to say hell yes, and they're going to show up and it's going to create a powerful ripple, then that happens. And the reason why is because I've practiced integrity with myself first. And that's the only way that integrity will be mirrored back to you. So yeah, I had the real breakdown and the quantum shift happened, but the quantum shift didn't happen in a vacuum. It happened in years. It happened after years and years and years and years and years of real follow through. So just like commit to yourself. It's the best thing you can do. It's the best thing you can do.
That's really powerful. It was that moment that activated the quantum shift for you, but it also speaks to what you're saying, that overnight success never happens overnight. It does happen in that moment.
Right.
Everything that you've done up until that moment compounds and finally opens up to create that quantum shift for you. But it's in the moment to moment of building. And then one day, everything becomes what's always been there.
Right.
When you're ready.
And I shared this at my live event that you were at. You know, I believe there are multiple realities happening at once. Like, this is, you know, everyone has their own beliefs. I believe that there are multiple outcomes. And I check myself. Are the choices, the actions, the feelings, the behaviors that I have right now in this moment getting me closer to where I desire to be? If not, I use a great one out of Gabby's book and I choose again. Right? So for months and months, I had alarms go off on my phone at all different times throughout the day that would say, are the choices, actions, thoughts, and feelings you're having right now in this moment in alignment with where you desire to be? And if they weren't in alignment, then I would choose again, because though the only thing that gets us to where we desire to be is by being in the moment, doing the things that we desire to be. Right? So, because like you said, like, time and spaces, it's all an illusion. And so I just am constantly acting as if, because it is already.
Mm-hmm. It truly is. And my next question to you was going to be to define some of the things that you do when you are confronted with challenges. As you had just said, I still get challenged. I still feel comparisonitis. We're still human and we're always going through the up level. Is there anything else that you would add in addition to what you just told us on how to maybe give a couple tools to our listener on how to move through periods of challenge.
I think be honest. You know, I think that's the biggest piece. Like, I allow myself to be vulnerable. I don't share my meltdown in the meltdown, right? But like, when we have these moments, like, they're teachable. Share them, right? If I act like I'm my shits together all the time, then I become unrelatable. And so it's about being relatable and being real and being honest. So like, share your struggles. I have a therapist, you know, like, I have a therapist, and I think everybody should have a therapist. I say this all the time. People laugh at me. But I have a therapist, you know, I have somebody, and it doesn't have to be a therapist. It could be a coach. It could be a mentor. It could be, you know, but have that person that you can go to who can help hold that space as a non-judgmental observer for your experience. Have an embodiment practice. I move my body every single day. It is a non-negotiable, whether that's a walk, whether that's dance, whether that's getting on my rebounder, yoga, but get into your bodies, people. Like, feel your body. And if it's scary, if something is showing up and it's uncomfortable, find the support that can guide you through that process. Because the only way that we get to that next place that we're desiring, which is actually now, is getting in our bodies. So, you know, spend time in movement every day. Ask yourself, what am I putting in my body? What am I putting on my body? Like, these vessels are so sacred. So treat it as such. Find a practice of prayer. Like, whatever your beliefs are, like, spend time with God, universe, source. I don't care what you call it. Prayer, surrender, getting on my knees and giving thanks and gratitude every day is a non-negotiable. Like, the fact that you're even listening to this podcast right now is a blessing. That you have access to this information is a blessing. Give thanks for that. There are so many people who don't even have access to internet. Like, we are so blessed, and then paying it forward. So, you know, something I do a lot behind the scenes is conscious contribution. It's a really big thing that I talk a lot about in my masterminds. How are we giving back? How are we serving? How are we actually, if we are talking about changing the frequency of the world and the vibration of the world, how are we doing that? How are we serving our communities? What does that look like? And so volunteer, do something that makes you feel good, donate money, donate your time. There's lots of ways that we can give back. That should be the number one priority in your life as a light worker, a healer, a thought leader, coach, somebody who says they want to raise the vibration of the planet. It starts with you, and time is a valuable resource. So if you don't have financial means to give and serve in that way, donate your time. So that's a big, 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 big piece for me that I think makes the biggest difference of everything. So move your bodies, check yourself, journal, dance, laugh, feel good, have a pleasure practice, whatever that looks like for you, you know, get a dog and get a therapist. And be honest about your struggles. Be honest about your struggles. It's okay. The more that we talk about our breakdowns, the more we give people permission, you know, and that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normalize the shadow.
Yes, yes. Normalize the shadow and really give people permission to just be themselves rather than being this vision of the perfect, polished, having it all together version of leadership, which is great.
So sure.
You can see, but people need to know where I came from.
Yeah.
Because if they knew where I came from, it would be, oh, well, if that's possible for her, then anything is possible for me.
Right.
So I completely resonate with that. And I feel within the last two years, I would say, my biggest breakthrough was sitting in that room. I think that was 2018. So a year after you had your moment, Gabby, and grabbing that mic and having the most intense emotional purge, facing a fear of a story that I had that it's not safe to be seen and heard by women because women are backstabbers and they're catty. Right. And they will hurt you, because that's my experience that I'd had. And in that moment, I completely obliterated that paradigm and met some of the most beautiful soul sisters. And I couldn't have done that if I wasn't willing to be vulnerable.
Right. Well, and that's the other piece too. It's like, I feel like as leaders in this space, it is our job to model what it means to hold space for other women and men, right? Any person. And be like in the energy of unconditional love. Because we have the power to create corrective experiences for real pain and real trauma. And what does it look like when we hold our sisters and our brothers in this energy of unconditional love and create these spaces for them to say, oh, wait, it can be different. Like I can create a new pattern. I can create a new thought. I can create a new feeling. I can create a new psychosomatic response in my body, right? But we can't go there if we don't get in our bodies first. And that's a real scary place to be for a lot of people. Like that's a real, real thing, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, vulnerability can be our biggest catalyst and our biggest like breakthrough.
Oh, I feel that full body chills right now. Yeah. Because that's what I experienced when I grabbed the mic. It was a hard drop into body and allowing myself to feel the pain and the sorrow and allow it to come up and right. be visible to all that was around me.
Right.
Up until then, I was playing the strong one. I had to have it all together. I had to have saved the world, which is so egoic when you really reflect right. on it. It's delusional. And right. so going back to embodiment over and over again, you can hear the theme. So if you're feeling disconnected, if you're feeling somewhat like you don't really know, you feel stuck, move your body, tune in, ask your body, ask your soul, what is it that I need to do today? What am I not listening to? And that will create a shift for you. And I know we spoke to this earlier in the podcast, it just naturally evolved, but I do really want to get a little bit deeper with you on your opinion on this idea, or it's not really an idea, it's more of a distortion that the market could ever really be saturated. And it speaks yeah. to what you said, keeping your blinders on when we're fully in our gifts and our purpose. Is it ever actually possible for the market to be saturated?
No, I just don't think that's true. I think, you know, I watch this amazing ripple happen in this space. And like, here's the thing, your voice matters, everyone, period. We all have a story and we're all so uniquely different. And so even if you think someone's doing what you wanted to do, oh my gosh, here's the reality. Like these visions, these downloads, they're not ours. We don't own them. Sorry, but we don't. They are of God. They are of source. We are just the vessels. And the more people that are stepping into their truth and getting this message out into the world, the better. Because that's the only way that like a real like systemic change happens. And so more and more and more people need to be speaking up and speaking out. And yeah, like I just don't believe in this, oh, well, everybody else is already doing it. Like, sure, maybe that's what you think, but that's just not the truth, you know? And we all have a unique message. And this is why, like we were saying, the blinders are so important, because when you put the blinders on, what happens is you stop comparing yourself to what everybody else is doing and you just show up as you. And when you show up as you, you make that impact for the people that need what you have to say. So,
yeah. Yeah. I resonate with that 100%. And that was so beautifully put. And if you could kind of just pick one thing that if the listener gets nothing else and they walk away having integrated this one thing, what would that be? What do you want to leave the listener with?
Your authentic truth is your vibe. Like that is the most important thing that you have. And who you are is perfect and beautiful. Like there's no one else you need to be, just be the truth. And when you're the truth, then everything you want will totally flow.
I love that so, so much. And in the notes, I'm going to share ways for people, the listeners, to be able to get in touch with you, to follow you, to experience you. Is there anything that you would like to let the listener know that you're going to be sharing with them in the show notes that they can take advantage of?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. I always have like, I'm one of those people where it's like, I have a plan and then like the plan goes out the window because I just always am being like guided to the next new thing. I do have a really awesome kick-ass event that's going to be a live 3-day experience with me happening in San Diego, late May. That's going to be the big thing that I'm talking about over these next few months. The best way to kind of see what's happening in my world is to just follow me on Instagram. I'm there all the time. I am an open book. I respond to all my messages. It is me responding. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me, shoot me a message, send me a follow, and watch me on there, and anything I do, which I do stuff all the time, is going to be announced on the gram.
Amazing. So just follow Andy on the gram. You can check the notes. I'll have the link there for you, and just know that you will be inundated with the most soul-led brilliance you've ever come across. Thank you so much for coming on. It was so beautiful to share this space, this energy, and this conversation with you. And for those of you that haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so below so that you can receive updates weekly. And until next time, this is your Soul Ignition Podcast with Jhana.